Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is a Victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and no Fritz.
What the hell?
I know. The hell's his deal?
Oh, I got a baby.
Like he did.
Yeah, come on, man. You didn't do anything. Anyway, Eagles finished the season 14-3. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
There we go.
Eagles fly on the road to victory. Really?
All right. Listen. Enough of that, Buzz. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Did Ike Reese just cut off the...
Yeah, I'm just saying. I understand they won the game yesterday. They got the 14-3. But that was a preseason game yesterday. Nice job by all the backups. Great job getting the win. But if the Eagles were going to rest their starters, I'm resting this week for my victory. This is in my protest of Saquon not playing yesterday.
I was going to say,
yes,
it was a weak victory, but that was by design.
That was by design, yeah. I you know, I thought I could muster it up, Spike. I couldn't. You know, I've had that problem in the past. I figured I need to say that before you said it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that problem lasts for longer than 4 hours, please see a doctor. So, in any case,
yes,
Eagles beat the New York Giants yesterday, who a Giants team who definitely got the memo that they weren't supposed to win the game, unlike the memo they got the last week. You know, as they're going for it on fourth down on their own 35-yard line early in the game, they definitely wanted to lose that game. But Eagles finished 14-3, second time in franchise history that they finished with 14 wins. Two seasons ago, they did it as well. You know, it's a great regular season. I think there are a lot of people that will say they expected this. I did not expect this. I did not expect 14 wins. I did not expect the best defense in the NFL. I did not expect 2,000 yards from Saquon Barkley, any of that stuff. Now, unfortunately, they wind up, Ike, with maybe the most unlucky playoff draw of all time in that they win 14 games, and they're going to face – you know, probably the best seven seed in NFL history in the Green Bay Packers, who have a good offense, a good defense, only won 11 games, but are in a very difficult division. Hard to say what our record would be in that division or if we switch spots. So the Eagles have their work cut out for them on Sunday. And I open up our playoff week as nervous rather than excited, which I know is sort of my mantra. But I thought I wanted the Packers over Washington. But now, after seeing the line, and thinking about the game, and we already beat them, I wind up nervous.
Well, here's the thing. I speak for the whole Delaware Valley in saying that we're happy that you're nervous. Yes. I'd much rather have you nervous than overconfident and predicting some type of blowout win. I actually like the draw. I really do. When we were talking last week about the potential matchups between Washington or Green Bay and who would you rather face, I thought Green Bay would be the better matchup. I just think when I look at how the teams stack up against each other, I look at the strength of our defense and how well we play, I just don't see enough on that Packers side of the football that poses legitimate threats. They got a great running back in Josh Jacobs, but we play the run very well. Our secondary is very good. And quite frankly, Jordan Love, I would be more concerned with Jaden Daniels than I would be Jordan Love.
Really?
I think Jaden Daniels has a little bit of a glow on him right now. He won another game at the buzzer yesterday down in Dallas. And when you have that on you, like that's just, there is a sense of confidence that you instill in all your teammates that no matter what, we can win a game. And they beat us the last time we played them. Although, listen, we dominated them for three quarters. But it's that belief in that kid that helped them come back in that game and eventually win the game. I don't want to have anything to do with that. I'd rather see Tampa knock those guys off. But Green Bay, I think, is a team that sort of – you don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes they look like they could be the best team in the NFC.
When you watch them, they look like a mess sometimes, and other times they do. They look like they could be the best
team. So you know that potential is there.
Yep.
But getting those guys at home with our raucous crowd – going up against Jordan Love, I like our chances better there than I do facing a team for the third time. And a team you just played, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
When we played Washington? Yeah, I'd rather play Green Bay.
215-592-9494. Are you more nervous or confident going into the Green Bay game? I was also looked at the line on the Green Bay game opened up at 3.5. Now, Christian Watson's done. He's not going to play again this season. Tore his ACL. The line opened up at 3.5, moved to 4.5. I checked in on what the line would be if they played Washington. 7.5. The Eagles would be favored over Washington. Yeah. Yeah. So a significant difference from what Vegas thinks of Green Bay and Washington and I think what we perceived it, because
over a touchdown favorite.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Would have been 7.5 against Washington.
Wow.
Which is as surprising. It's funny. When I saw 3.5, I wasn't surprised. That seemed about right to me. 3.5 or 4.
Yep.
7.5 just tells me that there is a significant difference between those two teams, you know, in terms of their overall performance through the year. And Jordan Love is an interesting one, right? Because at the beginning of the year, he was like Cowboy. He was like Favre. He was slinging it all over the place, turning the ball over a lot. He hasn't turned the ball over very much in the last 7 or 8 weeks, and it seems like he's tightened up a bit.
Like he did last year.
Like he did
he
last
was great
year.
Coming down the stretch.
And you know, and I know this is more nervous talk, when I don't want to play a team the second time when I beat them the first time. Like, there's just something about that revenge factor and the fact that, are we really going to beat Green Bay twice in 1 year? And I think the Eagles are rightly favorites, and I think people are right to be, you know, they should win this game. But I go into this more nervous than I am confident against Green Bay.
Yeah, I got to keep from being overconfident this week.
Really?
Yeah.
And is it going to build as the week goes?
No, because I'm going to do a great job of really – you know, every once in a while, you got to sprinkle a little doubt in there just so you're not too confident. Right. But I feel good about this game. I'm just telling you, I feel good about this game. I feel good about this Eagles team. Only thing that I'm uncertain of is what Jalen is going to look like having 3 weeks of no activity. So does he come out and get off to a slow start?
Now, that wouldn't be that different than
what it was all year long. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yes, yes. I totally understand that. Yes. I don't know if we can do that against this team.
No.
Against Green Bay.
Yeah. I mean, the starts are now that, you know, we said it all year. We said it with the passing game. We said it with the slow starts. We said everything. We said when the playoffs come, these are the things that we're going to worry about. And I think going into this first game against Green Bay, they're the same exact things, right? They're the because we only saw some success in the passing game with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But then it was just you know, Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee. So we haven't seen Jalen since that point.
Yep.
And I think there is a difference. I like that they got rest yesterday, but there's a difference between being off for a week and being off for 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's been off for 3 weeks. And the thing with him being off is that he's not even practicing.
Right.
So it's literally he hasn't done anything football related in 3 weeks. And so now he has to get ready over the next 3 to 4 days to be up to speed. With the timing of the offense, with the timing with his receivers, you know, when you sustain a concussion and he's been out for a couple of weeks, we don't know the severity of it, right? And what that does to you as a quarterback when you go back out there. You know, are you gun shy? You know, are you worried about being hit? Like, things of that nature. I don't know how he's going to react to this. He hasn't had this much time off and then come back. He hasn't had this to deal with this. Even when in the Super Bowl year, he missed, 2 weeks? And he came back and played in the last game of the season, and he wasn't even 100% healthy. But they needed that win against the Giants so they could have the bye week.
Right.
And he came back and played.
Yeah, it will be tough, and he can't even get cleared, I don't think, until Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And and as much as the press has pushed Sirianni on updates on that, he can't really give any updates.
Right.
But Hurts has to go through a practice, and they won't practice until Wednesday. So he hasn't even been cleared for it yet. Now, we did hear, I think, on the national broadcast, I think Elliott mentioned it as well, he was around for the walkthrough on Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
So now he didn't participate fully in the walkthrough, but he was there and he was present. And he was – so that's a positive, you know, that he's not sitting in a dark room somewhere waiting for the headaches to go away. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or excited about the matchup with the Packers? And we will say, we did mention, no Jack Fritz here. Jack will be out. Mm-hmm. Jack is the father of Sutton Baker Fritz.
9 months ago, Jack and Jill went up the hill and came down and added a member to the squad.
Jody Mack with the shout out. Shout out to mom.
Yeah, shout out to Jill Fritz, the real hero in this situation.
Yes, who delivered her second baby boy.
Yeah.
Was it last Thursday?
Something like that.
Thursday?
Right around
I think it was January 2nd.
He said they left the house, I think, at 3 a.m., and she gave birth like 30 minutes later. She was in labor for 20 minutes or something. So I that sounds like a positive. And Sutton Baker sounds like a baseball name. It sounds like a baseball name from the 1920s. I feel like you'd see a tobacco card with Sutton Baker on it, right?
I'm going with Baker Fritz.
Baker?
Yeah, I'm just going with Baker.
Just calling him Baker?
Yeah, Baker Fritz, man. It's like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
I'm going with Baker. Sutton. Got to work on him with that one, man. Yeah.
How do you shorten Sut?
Yeah, Sut.
You call him Sut?
You call him Sut.
Ton?
No, not Ton. Sut. That's why you got to go with Baker.
Yeah. So you won't be getting any Jack, but really, what did he add to the show anyway? His name's third. 215-592-9494. By the way, we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The Brandon Graham Show will happen at 6, which you can hear on the radio. Also see in person here at Chickies. And then the Players Lounge with Ike, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot Shore Parks. Players Lounge guest this week, Tanner McKee.
How about that?
Yes.
Oh, Tanner.
There he is.
Tanner McKee tonight.
All 6'6 with him.
Oh, man.
That rocket arm.
Cold drink of water. That kid is. That kid, man.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Promise not to start any quarterback controversies.
Well, give us a week. We got a week. Jalen hasn't been cleared yet. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What the hell? Y'all been off too long. What y'all coming back with this? It's a playoff week. Y'all coming back, so I ain't talking about, let me cut it off.
You weren't doing no victory today. Victory after a preseason game? Seriously.
Hey, we won 14 franchise records. Hey, we talking about setting records. That's a team record we just set yesterday as a team. All right? Another 14-win record as, you know, one of the greatest coaches in the NFL. So, you know, I'm going to celebrate that. A team accomplishment, all right? Mike, welcome back. I hope y'all enjoyed the time off. But, hey, this is a playoff week. Listen, don't worry about Michael Jordan. Listen, y'all can have y'all little – we got a whole week. Don't worry about it, you know. Green Bay versus the Commanders, you know, it don't really matter to me. I honestly think Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback than Jordan Love. I just don't see the Jordan Love out there. Like, I just don't see it. I know early in the year Spike was hyping him up. That was his MVP and all that.
It wasn't my MVP. Joe Burrow was my MVP, but that's okay.
Oh, I thought it was him. But
No.
Maybe Jack. I think maybe Jack had Jordan Love as his MVP. I knew somebody on the show did. He really don't fear me. Like, you know, I really don't fear Jordan Love. You know, the only thing with the Packers is if we can contain Josh Jacobs. I think the last couple weeks of the season, our run defense got a little bit shaky, especially with that game versus the Commanders. You know, Jaden Daniels was running all over with us. As long as we can contain the quarterback, because Jordan Love really don't got those kind of legs.
Nah.
You know? But I'm not worried at all. We rested up. Saquon, hey, we about to break this playoff record. All right? Get ready. AJ Brown.
4:30 Sunday. 4:30 Sunday.
Slim Reaper. You know, and I it's only Monday. I ain't going to get too hyped yet. I ain't going to give it to y'all yet. But all I'm going to know is, hey, the return, baby. The return, I'm going to say. Get ready. The return.
Well, I'll say this, Corey. It's all real now. Like we're through the regular season, and we're done with the hypotheticals and all of that. It is for real Sunday, and the march to New Orleans starts Sunday with Green Bay. We need our best football being played Sunday.
And I know hindsight, you know, it's 2020, as they always say, but that Commanders loss actually kind of helped us if you think about it, because if we would have won that game, we would have played the starters yesterday, and we wouldn't have got no bye week. and we would have played for nothing.
Yeah, we would have got that record though. We would have got that rushing record.
Yeah, we got a record. We got a team record. We shifting focus now. We
shifting
the focus.
That team
That's
record.
The past. We don't look back. I gotta get
you. I'm just saying that they would have played yesterday, we would have got the record.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know, we got new goals, new day, new goals.
I feel you.
We looking for number two, baby. Number two. And don't, I don't want to hear no calls today about no Tanner McKee lighting up, you know, Bloomsburg defense and all that. I don't want to hear about that. I don't care, you know.
You trying to say that wasn't an NFL defense yesterday?
Everybody told me all last 2 weeks the Cowboys and the Giants are terrible. Don't hype him up now because don't want to talk about the quarterback.
I don't know. He's throwing to Jahan Dotson and Anaya Smith.
Boy, Dotson had his best game as an Eagle, didn't he?
He was being covered by me and Jack. All right? So, you know, they was being covered by me and Jack. So, we'll throw Tanner McKee out there versus, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Or, you know, somebody, the Vikings defense, and when he get his teeth kicked in, I want that same praise, all right? So,
all right,
y'all.
All right,
see.
Corey's not worried at all. I think, Corey, Jordan Love had a good season. Threw for 3,500 yards, 25 mm-hmm. touchdowns, was hurt.
He missed a couple of games
I think
early.
He missed a couple of games. He came back a little early, which I think probably hurt him overall, mm-hmm. missing games that early and coming back early. But he had a good season as a good quarterback. Jaden Daniels has been really good this year, but it is his rookie year. And we have seen this out of players. But you have C.J. Stroud, you know,
sure,
goes out and has
a
great rookie year. And then I would still rather face a quarterback who has not played in the playoffs than a quarterback who has played in the playoffs. So if we're just talking about which quarterback I would rather face, I would rather face Jaden Daniels than Jordan Love. Jordan Love's been there. Jordan Love's a vet now. You know, he's been in the league for 5 years, been in the league as long as Jalen has. So
same draft.
So I'd still... Jaden Daniels has been good this year. I'd still rather face Jaden Daniels than Jordan Love. 215-592-9494. More nervous or confident going into Sunday? Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. Ziggy, you're on WIP.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so Saquon got robbed straight up. I mean, come on. You're talking about a 40-year. I mean, over half of your listeners weren't even born yet. But, you know, it is what it is. Okay, so now.
No, we're not over it, Ziggy. I'm with you.
I know.
Ziggy, do you think if Saquon, you know, Christian Watson's out for the rest of the year, Jordan Love injured his elbow, Zay Flowers is out, I think, for the rest of the year. Like, if we had gotten the news that a lot of teams did yesterday who ended up playing those guys. Now, those teams had something to play for, but just shows you how easily those things could happen. I'm bummed that Saquon didn't get the record.
How many players didn't get injured yesterday?
Well, a lot. But
probably more that didn't get injured than got injured.
That's for sure. Yeah. But I think it just shows, like, all I needed to see was the Flowers thing, and then I saw the Watson thing, and I'm like, I was bummed leading up to the game. So I didn't want them to play him last week. Mm-hmm. Then leading up to the game, I was disappointed that they weren't playing him. Mm-hmm. You're showing him on the sideline. Yeah. I was like, aw. But then the more I thought about it, the injuries come in yesterday. I'm glad they didn't play him. I'm glad everyone got the week of rest in.
Right. Point well taken. And in the end, I felt the same way when I saw those injuries, and I said to myself, well, it's a shame, but next year we know we're not going to sit this boy in the fourth quarter if we're up two scores. We're just going to let him run because it's going to be the same thing next year. He's going to be real close to 2,000 again because I really don't see
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. You ain't getting this year again, man. There's just no way.
Can I be hopeful?
You can be hopeful.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's a pipe dream. I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not afraid of anyone. I saw the Lions last night, and guess what? In a pristine setting in their offense and a pristine, you know, pass defense and everything, they look great. But as soon as chaos ensues, they can't handle it the way that Jalen can improvise. I mean, it just looks too clean to me. Like, they haven't faced a defense like ours. And anyone else, same with, I don't care, the Buffalo Bills, the Chiefs, not afraid.
Well, we can't
of
see
anyone.
Them until we get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not afraid of anyone, is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter who they are. We have the most complete team this year, and I believe that Nick has the mental aspect of the team well in hand. So that's the most important thing from the neck up. Physically, we're in good shape because, you know, we rested everyone. So
at least that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, turned you around on that. All right, Ziggy.
Yeah, but it's a big disappointment, the Saquon thing. I mean, I kept the scrapbook. I was in high school when OJ broke it. So, you know, it's just one of those things you don't never forget.
Well, somewhere, thank you for the call, Ziggy. Somewhere, Eric Dickerson is celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
Very happy,
and
Eric
then, and then yesterday, he wanted to do more podcasts and get out
there.
Oh, did he? Yeah, because now he wants to. Oh, I didn't mind if he broke the record or this and that. You know, shut up, dude. You were hating, and you were happy that the Eagles didn't play Saquon yesterday.
Well, now we won't hear about Eric Dickerson for,
exactly.
for however.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed your moment in the sun,
yeah,
Eric. Nobody even heard of you. No, just kidding. So Ziggy said, watching last night, he was not impressed with the Detroit Lions. I was pretty impressed with Lions. Because I thought Minnesota had a real chance to win that game. Now, Sam Darnold, not the greatest performance out of Sam Darnold.
Nope.
Missed guys, but they were all over him. They pressured him quite a bit.
Defense was impressive last night. That was the thing that was impressive.
He was. And Darnold has a similar issue to Hurts in that Darnold can hold the ball a little too long.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't have the escapability that Jalen has for sure, but you saw what happened yesterday when you hold the ball. They were in Darnold's face all over the place yesterday. And the thing about Detroit is, and this is what, and I know we have to get past Green Bay and then another team twice. Thing about Detroit is you can't have a slow start because they're eventually going to score points. I don't care how good our defense is. Detroit's scoring 21
points. They put pressure
points.
On you, man. Yep. They put pressure
they
on
really
you.
They really do.
They put pressure on you to have to score because they are always looking to score. Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth down.
Every time.
He does that all the time. So, you know, that's the pressure Detroit puts on you.
Yep.
You saw Minnesota last night going for it on fourth down in the red zone when they could have easily kicked field goals because in their mind, they're like, we got to score touchdowns.
Yep, and I agreed with it. When I watched them doing it, I'm like, well, you have to do it. And I give credit to Dan Campbell because I don't care how much that guy doesn't get it on fourth down,
he's going to do it.
He is committed to it. He's going to keep doing it. Yep. And he has an offense that's good enough to where most times where you see it's fourth and three, you're like, they're going to get it somehow.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous going into the Green Bay game? The Eagles are 14-3, and this is playoff week. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can watch all the playoff action at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Eagles. Find out the one closest to you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is going to make me nervous. This was fun during the regular season, but doing all the New Orleans talk before the first playoff
game.
Come
on, man.
Nah, man. This is very jinxy. Very jinxy. Now, I think the reason I want the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl the most is so Hugh Douglas has to get on that bus.
My man is struggling.
He is.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I saw him at the station today. He goes, man, if I have to get on this bus. And I was like, you might, big dog.
Yeah.
You might have to get on the bus. Well, don't worry. Hugh, we'll all see you off.
He doesn't realize, when we start these bits, man, they come true.
Yes. The bits are real.
Yes.
Yeah, ask Jack.
Exactly.
Yeah, ask Jill.
Yeah.
Almost had to name their kid Juan. A little Sutton. It was almost Juan. It's a different life.
It is.
You
man.
Know, you never know.
Yes.
You know.
Ask Johnny Marks.
Yeah. Yes. He's got a very big Nick Foles tattoo.
Nick Foles tattoo on his back.
I haven't had to do anything yet, I don't think. I haven't. I haven't promised anything yet.
Well, we got out of the Juan Soto.
Yes.
Yeah, we got out of that.
Yes, thankfully. Thankfully. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Hey, if you want to go to the game this weekend, the Eagles playoff game, get to Chickies in South Philly, the one we're at right now, Friday night for an Eagles pep rally. You win tickets, meet Swoop and the cheerleaders. That is this Friday. All right.
Okay.
Eagles Packers Sunday, 4 o'clock here on 4:30 here on WIP. Are you more excited or confident? No, those are the same thing. Are you more confident or nervous going to the game? The nerves are building, have been since the win yesterday. Ike's confidence is building.
Yeah.
Very confident going into the game. Eagles now 4.5-point favorites, 215-592-9494. JT and Langhorn, you're on WIP. What's up, JT?
Well, What's up, fellas? Happy Monday to you.
What's up, JT?
What up, JT?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, I'm a little bit still somber that my boy didn't get to break the record.
But it's this is what we're going to do, huh?
That's right, man. I mean, that's right.
Keeping it real. I'm keeping it real.
No, keep it real like with him, yes.
I like what you said on the pregame show. I don't like hearing Lane saying something like, oh, I need rest. That sounds like Joel Embiid type behavior to me. I'm like, come on. You can rest when you're dead. Like,
oh, yeah, I did say that yesterday. Yes. No, you're right.
Yeah, I don't like that, man. Yeah, like, come out there and get it, man. Like, the trade out there, firing all cylinders. You see Gibbs out there running like a monster. I'm like, come on, man. Like, y'all scared of getting hurt, y'all football players?
Lane is sort of the guy in that group. Is like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm 34. I've been injured. He's had a torn abdominal muscle going into literally every playoffs for the last 5 years.
I understand it
from
give
Lane.
Give him a band-aid for his boo-boo then, man. I don't want to hear that. It's football, man.
It's football,
I'm with Shady, man. Break the record, man. But you know,
Seth Joyner and Shady didn't have to play yesterday. By the way.
Come on, Skip.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
But I'm super confident we're going to beat Green Bay. I mean, I'm fine with that. I ain't going to lie. It's two teams I fear in these playoffs, the Chiefs and the Lions. And the biggest fear I got is because of coaching. I don't know if Nick got it when it comes down to putting the right buttons in the playoffs. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
So what has Nick done? So I could understand this last year, right? But this year, right. I feel like Nick Sirianni has done more with I don't want to say less responsibility because his responsibility has changed. But Nick Sirianni has done more to sell me this year than I even thought was possible. The number of times, I think it was like two or three different times. Yeah, well, two or three different times this year. Well, hold on, man. Two or three different times this year, I felt like I was waiting for the team to unravel. And they did they actually did the opposite thing. Every time there was chaos publicly this year, he was able to get that team together and not only rebound from last year, but rebound from the things that happened this year. And you say the Atlanta game, I have no problem with that call. Like, you're talking about the throw to Saquon. I have no problem with that call. Saquon catches that ball, by the way. The Eagles are 15-2 this year. So, I don't have any worries about Nick Sirianni and the playoffs.
You don't?
No.
So you don't think if we follow Detroit in Detroit, you like Nick Sirianni, I'll coach Dan Campbell?
Well,
that would be the one game I would get worried, and here's why.
Well, because
he has to match Dan Campbell's aggressiveness.
Right.
Big Red in the Super Bowl.
What's that? Say again.
He said something about Big Red.
Right, you wouldn't be scared of Big Red in the Super Bowl? Let's say we got Dan Campbell. We can beat Detroit. They're very beatable because their defense isn't that good. But you ain't scared of the Chiefs? You see how they looking?
Oh, no, I'm with you there. I just ain't even thinking about the AFC until we get through the NFC. Like, if we get to the Super Bowl, it's all bets are off. I don't care who we're playing in the Super Bowl. We're going to be all in, right? Like, it don't matter who we're playing. I'm not going to be worried if we get to the Super Bowl. But the one thing I will say about Detroit, it's less about the players that I'm concerned with when it comes to Nick Sirianni going up against Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell is an aggressive coach. And sometimes you can get caught in that and saying, I got to match my aggressiveness with his aggressiveness. And Nick has been at his best coaching when he stopped being overly aggressive this year. That's when everybody was frustrated with Coach Sirianni is when he was being.
Everybody wants him right now. They got the office looking crazy.
Who? The Lions?
The offensive coordinator for the Lions, Ben Johnson. Yeah, the Bears are already off from the job. It's yours if you want it.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, JT. JT brought up going up against, and I brought this up before, and I'm not saying that Nick Sirianni is Andy Reid. That's is not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he brought up going up against Andy Reid in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. For years, for a decade and a half here, we lived in fear of Andy Reid coaching decisions in game, mm-hmm. right? Whether it be run pass ratio, whether it be time management, yep. whether it be those sorts of things, and it has worked out eventually just fine on him. So mm-hmm. I think when we worry about that with Sirianni, to me, we're worried about this very tiny thing that really I think there are certain situations this year where you can look back and those decisions, if the players executed. Two of those decisions, that if the players executed in the way that we know they can, they win both of those games.
Sure.
And the whole the whole narrative of Nick Sirianni's decisions, I think, changed. The aggressiveness thing changes.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about this, too. Going against Dan Campbell, doesn't Nick Sirianni have to be the aggressive coach in that situation?
I don't know.
Situation?
That's not how we've won.
Right.
Like, we've won and went on that winning streak by dialing that back. I'm not saying don't ever be aggressive. I'm saying the over-aggressive stuff. Again, I don't know if Minnesota is taking points early in that game. Like, is it a different outcome? I mean, it was a tight game for 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, it was 10-9.
It was a tight game for a while. It just broke it open in the fourth quarter. You know me, man. I'm a Nick guy. I love Coach Sirianni. But in-game strategy is not why I love Coach Sirianni.
Right.
It's because he knows how to get his team ready to go and they play for him. That's why I love Coach Sirianni. So it's not the strategy part of it that I'm enthralled with. It's his ability to motivate guys and get them to play hard. When you get in these games, and the thing is, when you get in these playoff games, you know everything is magnified. It's a lot different than a decision you make in week 3 or week 4 versus in a win-or-go-home situation in the playoffs.
Speaking of everything being magnified, just take Jalen's fumble versus the Chiefs.
Yes.
Right? He played a magnificent game aside from that, and there are people that
That's
will call
one
up
play, yep.
and will say that one play cost them the Super
yep.
Bowl, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, so even for the players as well.
And to Nick's case, people will say not going for it on 4th and 6 at the 15-yard line.
Right.
Was
the problem.
Yes, was one of the things that contributed. And then when we punted. So, I'm not – Andy Reid is really an extension with Patrick Mahomes. So, some of the things Andy can do and Patrick Mahomes can make him right. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, it don't have to be the greatest decision to do it. But if the quarterback can make plays for you, he can make you right. I just have flashbacks of those first 4 or 5 weeks, man, and I'm like, I don't need that. I don't need that. Just. But here's the thing. If the team isn't playing well, then you put the coach in that position to where he's thinking about doing stuff.
To have to make those decisions.
Yes.
And the ones about going for two when the ball gets moved to the one. I know we've won this way, but I've always been a go for it.
That's understandable, yeah.
And I think in Detroit they might be in a situation where you can't pass up extra points
right.
when you're playing a team like that. The
right.
Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here's the question. Are you more blank about the matchup with the Packers? Nervous or confident? What do you think the Twitter response is?
Oh, man, it's Monday, man. It's confidence, man.
What do you think the number is?
I won't go over the top. Let's go with 63.
Higher. You want to guess again?
It's higher.
You want to
wow.
guess again?
73.
You want to guess again? It's
oh,
higher.
Oh, my goodness.
See? That's why I'm needed.
Right. It's 83.
82.1%.
Wow.
Nobody's nervous. Nobody's nervous.
You wait, though. This fan base, you'll start to get a little more people nervous as the week goes along.
As the week
along.
Goes on.
Yes.
Right. So,
yes.
So the game yesterday, the result didn't matter at all. But I think some of the gameplay mattered. And Tanner mm-hmm. McKee played well.
He did.
Corey didn't want to hear about it, but Tanner McKee played well.
He did.
Here's what Nick Sirianni had to say about Tanner McKee's performance yesterday.
What kind of sense do you have of the quarterback Tanner McKee?
Yeah. Again, I thought he was in complete control of the game today and, you know, making good decisions. I felt like he got to his check down a couple times. That was really impressive. You know, to Will Shipley a couple times, I thought was really impressive. Strung together a couple good quarters last game, and then a full good game today. And he's had every time he gets an opportunity in practice, he does a really good job. We're excited about Tanner and the player he is. I love our quarterback room, obviously starting with Jalen, and all the great things Jalen's done this year to help us get to this where we are right now. Kenny's had really good minutes and good quarter. You know, played a good game last week. Played a good game against Washington, and then Tanner doing what he did today and then at the end of the Dallas game last week. So love that room. Awesome job by Howie and his staff to get these guys. Great job by the players themselves by developing them, helping themselves just develop into what they can be. And then, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to Doug and Kellen and Kevin Petullo for all the things that they've done to help develop those guys.
All right. So Tanner McKee – a six-round pick. Mm-hmm. But when you look at him, he's 6'6". He's got a good arm, throws a pretty ball. I'm actually sort of surprised that he was a six-round pick, looking at the just sort of the physical capabilities of him. Mm-hmm. But he does have the advantage of not having to start right away and grow within the system. Yeah. I thought he looked really good yesterday. He does throw a nice ball. The offense, especially early in the game, with the backup offensive line, with backup wide receivers, looked really good. I don't know where you stand on this. Everybody healthy. Moving forward, I would bet on the next 5 years of Tanner McKee versus the next 5 years of Kenny Pickett. However, in these playoffs, if for some reason Jalen wasn't able to go on Sunday because of the concussion, or when we're talking about depth chart, mm-hmm. I'd still rather have Pickett at this point this year because he's been in those situations. Where are you with that?
Yeah, that's probably where I would lean. I think Tanner has more of an upside than Kenny Pickett, but Kenny Pickett has the experience, right? He's played in more games out there. He's seen more live action and more recent live action. So, yeah, when you're talking about the playoffs, we don't have time to be experimenting. So,
no.
So yes, you kind of have to go with two gloves there. But, man, I like what I saw from Tanner McKee yesterday. You were talking about 41 passing attempts yesterday, and did he ever really put the ball in harm's way? I don't really remember the ball being in harm's way yesterday.
I think there might have been one where he did have this thing where he threw behind guys a couple of times, I think one of those times. But I don't remember one that he threw. I was like, oh, no, what'd you throw that
right,
for?
Right, right.
He got the ball out quick.
And quite frankly, we're talking about a guy who's getting his real first action and his first start in just his second year. You got to give him a little bit of grace that everything's not going to be pinpoint accurate and everything else. So, but I like what I saw from him yesterday, man. Decisive. They had a good game plan for him. Not real mobile, so you didn't really get to see a lot of athleticism. He has more of the prototypical style pocket passer, but he can see over the line. He can see the guys. He can see the routes developing. And like I said, Johan Dotson hadn't is it Johan or Jahan?
It's Jahan.
Jahan. Yeah, we're back to Johan.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been 4 months.
Yeah.
5 months.
Jahan Dotson hadn't looked as good all year long. And I like the fact that he was able to connect with Dallas Goedert for some throws there. So, yeah, I like what I saw from Tanner McKee yesterday. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I was impressed as well. Still would rather have Pickett as the backup because of the experience. 215-592-9494. Who would you rather have as the backup going into the playoffs, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee? Steve in Trenton, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Spike and Ike, thanks for having me on today. It's been a little while.
Steve?
Somebody else supposed to be on the show, right? Or I forgot.
Nah, never heard of him.
Nah, but all serious, congratulations to Jack. And I wanted to ask you guys, I feel pretty good about this Green Bay matchup. I think the team's kind of going to revert back to the norm and be run heavy. But how do you feel, not to jump the gun, but in both of these second-round matchups are really scaring me. The way both teams on defense like to load the box, use all that deception, it seems like Jalen Hurts' kryptonite. So I wanted to ask you guys if you have a preference on those teams, if you're, you know, feeling like it could be a lot. I look at those two teams, and they're probably the last two I wanted our offense to go up against and be tested by.
Yeah, would not be all that excited to see Tampa Bay.
No.
I've had enough of Todd Bowles.
Yeah, don't want any part of Tampa Bay.
Not the only good thing is they would be up here.
They would.
So we wouldn't be in Tampa. They would be up here.
Tampa is the 5 seed?
3 seed.
The 3 seed.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't be. And especially Todd Bowles, as you said, Todd Bowles has Jalen's number in that way. And Baker Mayfield does not seem scared
you know
of the Eagles at all.
It.
Yeah.
He don't care who he plays.
Sorry, my bad.
Now,
the only thing I was concerned about short term, I think a lot of people aren't speaking on, is I think we still have a kicker problem. Jake Elliott goes out there a 45-yarder. I don't feel great. I mean, yesterday what he missed wasn't an easy one. I mean, wasn't a hard one, right? Yesterday, I forget how far.
Yeah, I think it was 39 yards, wasn't it? I think it was 39 to 40 yards.
He made two, but he did miss that one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, they got to live with it at this point, but I don't know if they have somebody else ready. I mean, if he comes out and he misses two from below 40, that can lose a ball game for you.
Yeah, I listen, I I'd be lying to you if I said I got no concerns about Jake kicking.
But the thing about that is there's nothing we can say about it anyway.
No.
It is what it is. You got to hope he makes the kicks.
Yep.
You know?
They damn sure not changing kickers.
No, not at this point.
No.
And the win yesterday was hard, and I appreciate the call, Steve. There was a lot of wind yesterday. Mm-hmm. I also do wonder, he wasn't doing kickoffs again yesterday. And it was what's his name? Braden Mann doing it yesterday.
Back to that again, huh?
Yeah. So they said, and they said it on the broadcast, that the wind, I guess, or the weather is going to determine whether they have Mann do it or whether they have Elliott do it. I just wonder.
They think we play in a dome?
Yeah, I have no idea what.
I got drafted. He's been here for I don't know, 8 years, and now we're talking about the wind?
And look, the first kickoff from Mann was really good because it did that thing. It landed at the 3. They let it bounce into the end zone, which means they get the ball at the 20 because it lands at that landing zone.
Yeah.
I understand why they're doing it. I do wonder if it does have that effect on Jake Elliott because he's just not getting as much work during the game as he would if he's doing kickoffs. He missed that one, and he's not doing the kickoffs again. So I don't know.
Man.
But the Jake Elliott thing, all you can do is worry about it. There's no decision we can make about it.
Nope.
You know?
Because he's going to – well, the one thing you wonder, does it affect Nick and whether or not he's going for it at times?
Right.
That's how it can impact. You know, he may decide not to take the 3.
Well, it's – and it's one – where certainly from 50 and above, where
yes.
Jake has not been good this year,
yes.
Where 2 years ago or last year, a 53 or 54 yarder, we would do Jake every time.
Yep.
At this point, he hasn't had the kind of year where you have that sort of confidence.
Yeah, so I got to be honest. I don't know if I could actually blame Coach Sirianni if they are at the 35-yard line. And he's like, you know what? No, we're not taking a 3.
Yeah.
Because that's a, what, 52-yard field goal, I believe, from a 35?
52. Yeah, yeah, it's 17 yards.
Yeah, yep. So it's like, man, you cannot – there's nothing worse than not having full confidence in your kicker.
Right, because there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than that, man. And, man, we love Jake. We know he's a legend. But, man, this is not the year for this.
To have one of those years.
Yes, this is not the year to do this.
Have one of the other years.
Yes, we could have did this last year. Yes.
215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
What's up, fellas?
What up, A?
Yo, man, listen. Yes, like I said yesterday, that was a preseason game. I didn't tune in because I was upset. Let me get why I was upset. I got to get this out.
Here we go.
Listen, man. Yep, I'm going there, Spike.
He's protesting. Yep.
I know.
Yep. Listen. And we only care about the Super Bowl in the city, right? In the Super Bowl era, right, our two best players – all love for Brian Dawkins, but he's not on this level with these two players. Terrell Owens and Reggie White. Are they known as Eagles to the football world?
To Eagles fans, they are. To the rest of the football world, I don't think they are.
They're not. We had the opportunity to have a player in the Eagles uniform be considered the greatest for one season.
Oh, my God.
We had that opportunity in our grasp. And I don't know why now we're in the position because trust and believe the Philadelphia Eagles do not want to hear what we got to say if we do not win the Super Bowl. They don't want to hear it. They will put their heads in the sand if we do not win the Super Bowl because we could have had the greatest running back season outside of Terrell Davis.
He's right.
Ever.
Let me ask you this. If let's say Saquon plays yesterday, breaks the record in a half, whatever, and they lose to Green Bay. Do you think anyone is going to say to themselves, well, at least we got Saquon's record? Them getting to the Super Bowl was – I don't think it changes – I heard Dan Orlovsky say it. It doesn't change the calculus at all for anyone.
But it's not mutually exclusive. If he plays, we don't win. If he doesn't play, we win. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. And I know if we win the Super Bowl, people are going to have a – you're going to lead the charge. People are going to be pounding their chest that we won the Super Bowl and we rested. I understand that. I see it coming. We win the Super Bowl. But we did not need to play. As Eagles fans, we have 2017. But that wasn't even a lead-up. Like, our best stretch in Eagles football led to us not winning the Super Bowl. I'm not taking a shot at nobody. The best stretch is Andy Reid's Eagles team in the early 2000s. That did not lead us to the Super Bowl. This could have been the greatest season in Eagles history. the greatest season.
And if they don't succeed in the playoffs, no one's gonna like it. It'll be.
Oh, we would have cared, Spike.
We would have cared, but retroactively, we would have cared next year. Like we would have spent.
Well, we would be heartbroken, of course, but we would have. We would have said, but we got the all-time leading rusher for a season, and we know what we said. We lose to the Packers. We went 14-3, and we lost to the Packers.
Damn sure wouldn't have blamed Saquon for it.
I just after. And what happens? And what happens if what happened to Zay Flowers or Christian Watson happened yesterday?
Well, that wasn't going to happen. We know that.
Well, what do you mean?
It's not going to happen.
You don't know.
Christian Watson could have got hurt in practice because that was a non-contact.
But he didn't. He got hurt in a game.
But I'm saying it was non-contact, so that could have happened in practice. And I don't know how Zay Flowers got hurt. But. I can't go into a game worrying about injuries. I'm not built like that. I'm not an athlete, but I just like we had a chance to break a record, not get 2,000 yards, but no, break a record. Which now everybody's going to sit for eternity. Congratulations, ED. And Lane Johnson sucked for his comments. Like we deserve that as Eagles fans. We deserve to have greatness. Because that 2017 season was like, what the hell just happened? And we was in Super Bowl 2 years ago, so we've been leading up to what it is now. So it's not going to be like we got lucky. 2020, if we went Super Bowl this year, we didn't get lucky. We earned it.
I'm disappointed in you, Aaron.
I'm not.
I'm disappointed.
Spike, but you're a worry war, Spike. You know, I listen to your podcast. We go back 12 years. You worry about everything. Every time Embiid hits the ground. Oh my God! Do you see that, Mike? My heart almost jumped out of my chest. You talking about Spike's partner on? We deserve that. You know we deserve that.
We deserve this record, Spike.
We deserve the record. Our best players that put in the Eagles uniform in the Super Bowl era are players who are not associated with the Philadelphia Eagles outside of Philadelphia.
Well, I got to argue with that Reggie White one, though. Reggie is still viewed as an Eagle.
Not nationally.
Not naturally. A lot of football fans don't even know he played for the Eagles.
Yeah, I used to think everyone thought of him as an Eagle.
Well, not solely as an Eagle, but people remember he played with the Eagles.
They remember.
He's part of some very good defenses with the Eagles.
He was, but
but we didn't win. We didn't win a playoff game with him.
That's true. No. That's right. You're right. We didn't.
All right.
I think they won one playoff game.
Get out of here.
Maybe one.
No, Aaron, you're right, man. Don't listen to Spike.
He's wrong.
You know how many people I heard yesterday at the pregame show?
Oh, say that they should have gone for it.
They were bummed that Saquon wasn't playing.
Yes.
It was a big deal, Spike.
Well, that's why I give the organization credit for not kowtowing to the fans.
No, don't give them credit.
Twitter polls.
They missed out on a great opportunity to have this organization in the history books.
They missed out on the worst decision possibly in Philadelphia sports
history. Yeah, because of fear.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's – you know what? Sometimes it's smart to be scared. I've avoided a lot of fights that way, actually. You know? It's like, you know what? I'm a little scared of this guy.
Not from Andy. What was his name?
Wait, who? Oh, Andy Boyle?
Yeah, Andy Boyle.
I didn't even know it was a fight. If I knew he was going to punch me, I wouldn't have said what I said. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you want McKee or Pickett as the backup going into the playoffs? And are you disappointed in the Eagles for not playing Saquon yesterday?
They're trading Kenny Pickett this offseason.
I hope so. Because I want Tanner McKee as the backup next year.
Yes.
Maybe the starter. And All right. We will have Nick Sirianni's press conference in about 25 minutes for you. Your calls until there, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.